Talk Live, 855-453. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the... Well, this is the live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Julia.
855-450-FREE. And since it is Monday evening, we do Twitter Tuesdays. Now, Twitter Tuesday is a little longer for Free Talk Live than it is in sort of the real world. But, you know, it's Tuesday somewhere. And on Twitter Tuesday, all you have to do is tweet us at Free Talk Live. And we will... we'll follow you back. That's kind of the way it goes. You follow us, we'll follow you, and that's how we do Twitter Tuesdays. So, you know, do it sometime today over the next 27 hours or something like that, and Free Talk Live will follow you back. We were talking, we've been talking all kinds of different things in the last couple of hours here. This is the final hour. We were talking about medical marijuana, driving on marijuana, and this crazy story where police officers were, you know, just kind of shacking up with women, having kids with them, and then disappearing. And call if you want to talk about any of those things, 855-450-FREE. But here's another kind of strange story from Fox4Now.com out of Fort Myers, Florida. And, you know, it's Florida or Germany.
Yeah.
a 16-year-old Cypress Lake high school student who wrestled a loaded revolver away from a teen threatening to shoot is being punished. The student grappled the gun away from the 15-year-old suspect, they don't give any other names because it's 15, on the bus ride home Tuesday after witnesses say he aimed the point blank, they say the weapon point blank at another student and threatened to shoot him. Apparently these were two football players and there was some argument about something or other. It's hard to say exactly what it was, but whatever it was, wasn't worth shooting anybody over, I can assure you. The student, who Fox 4 has agreed not to identify and distort his voice, this is the wrestler, the person who took away the gun, not the person who was who had the gun. Hopefully that guy is in jail. Because his fears for his safety says that there's no doubt he saved a life by disarming the gunman. And for that, he was suspended for 3 days.
It's incredibly brave to wrestle a gun from someone with a crazy man wielding a gun. That is really brave.
I wonder if you're, if you're on the if you're on the football team with this person and you just feel like you're comfortable enough to be in that situation that you would wrestle the gun away from someone. But it's really odd, right? Like they would suspend a student who saved at least 1, 2, 3 people.
Yeah.
You know, you shoot somebody on the bus, that bullet can go through them and into somebody else. I don't know what kind of caliber this weapon was, but could be big. That's when the student we spoke to says that he tackled the teen and wrestled away the gun. The next day, the school slapped him with a 3-day suspension. When the teen spoke to authorities, both confirmed the revolver was loaded. According to the arrest report, the suspect, who Fox 4 is not naming because he's also a minor, was pointing the gun directly at another student and threatening to shoot him. The student says, "It's dumb. How are they going to suspend me for doing the right thing?" According to the referral, he was suspended for being part of an incident where a weapon was present and given an emergency suspension. What's the emergency for? The emergency's over.
This is bizarre. I remember once Chris got suspended because some kid punched him in the face.
This is your brother?
Yep. And a Luther, whatever his name is up here, I don't know. Him and the kid got equal punishments, and the kid was bigger than him, and he just came up and punched him in the face. And my mom was furious. Like, she just raised... am I allowed to say that word on the air? Hell, yeah. I'm always... Because I do Puke in the Gang, where I'm allowed to say anything. So right. When I'm here, I'm like, don't say anything bad. Don't say anything bad. So, yeah. She was very upset about that, and I believe she was able to get the suspension repealed. But she had to fight for it.
Right.
And that was a long time ago.
When parents get involved, I think you have a better chance of seeing these things undone. But You know, I mean, it's hard to know who started what, but I don't think it's fair just to go and, you know, start suspending people either, especially if they haven't done anything. If they wouldn't have did what they had to do on that bus, the teen's mother said, I think there would have been a lot of fatalities. Could be. The mother agreed to talk to us in disguise. She can't understand why her son, who disarmed the gunman, was suspended. These kids had to fight for their lives, she said. All the kids that was involved in this, they should have a pat on their backs because they did the right thing to save someone from burying their child. And, you know, when she said this, it really struck me. I did watch the news story, and I think that it's probably a lot more prevalent among black Americans to have to bury their young children than it is for white Americans. But I thought for a minute what it would be like to have to bury my son Jack all over this stupid, stupid thing. And it just, you know, for a moment it caught my breath and took it away from me just to imagine. Yeah. According to the mother, the school suspended her son because he refused to cooperate in the investigation. She says he was scared. Now, this is where it all comes down. This is the important part of the story, and I feel like this story's been used a little unfairly the last couple of days in the Liberty media, because people are making it seem like, he got suspended because he was near a gun. Nope. He got suspended because he refused to cooperate with authorities.
You know what I find interesting about school-age children and teenagers is that they have the same rights that you would have as an adult in America. So they will, in situations like this, they'll take the kid aside and ask them a bunch of questions. Mm-hmm. And if you were an adult, you would say, I'm not talking to you until my lawyer is present. But they completely take advantage of the situation that you don't really know your rights. You're scared. You're young. And you don't even have to have your parents there. And they will start demanding answers to questions, and then they'll use that against you, which is a right that every American adult has. So that behavior just really irritates me.
It doesn't entirely work in this circumstance because it's their school, right? Like, they can suspend you from their school.
Is it a public school?
Yeah, anytime they want to. And so, I mean, his only punishment has been 3 days suspension. But you got to look at this situation. These teens are all black. And what does this say? This student's scared. What's he scared of? It sounds to me like he's scared of the police.
Yeah.
Now, maybe he's scared of repercussions from the other teens' gang affiliations. I couldn't say for sure, but he's scared. Now, I don't think that there should be a punishment for somebody being scared, but it kind of speaks really strongly to the relationship that oftentimes, for lack of a better term, the black community has with law enforcement.
Yeah.
And you know what? If I was black, I'd probably be a lot more scared of law enforcement than I am. And already, these people can do anything they want to do to me. They generally don't. And I'm thankful for that. That's the case. But it's got to be really tough when you've been in, you know, you personally or you, the community in which you reside, have been treated so great
life
by these folks.
Life is a little easier for us overprivileged white Americans.
It's certainly different, and I can only imagine this kid probably was scared. And I'm assuming he's scared of law enforcement, but he could just as well be scared of the other
Well, gangs. That is a reality, too.
Him.
Yeah, that is a reality. And the government cannot, the teachers, the administrators, they could not protect him if he was scared of some sort of gang affiliation, and he would get killed.
Right. If he's going, you know, he's heading home on the bus here in Fort Myers, going to live on Anderson Avenue down in Fort Myers, I think they actually changed to MLK.
Every MLK I've ever been on is
right,
a nice neighborhood.
It could be a sketchy neighborhood. There's no doubt about it. And, are the police going to be there protecting him at his house? I don't think they are. So if, for whatever reason, somebody wants to quiet him up, they could do it. I think that this 3-day suspension's terrible, but I'm glad that they got the press on it. That it's going to get. I guess he's going to be back in school on Monday. That's today, and it's a frightening, scary story. 855, 450 free. Is there some part of this that I'm missing? Do you see this in some way that I don't? 855, 450 free. Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live it's Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. It's Twitter Tuesday, even though it's Monday, so you can go ahead and tweet to us at Free Talk Live, and we will follow you back from your Twitter account. It's Mark with you.
And Julia.
855-453. So there seems to be a rash of stories about strange stories about students and guns, and we've got another one coming up here in a second. And this isn't new. It's not even this week. It's been for the last few years, kids being suspended for and scolded and reprimanded and expelled and all kinds of things for toy guns, little plastic guns that go on Legos, making their finger into going, you know, bang, bang.
Nerf guns
that are, you know, like neon green.
Yeah. It seems to have gotten worse lately because of this Sandy Hook incident. People are more, and they've got guns on the brain.
Yeah. And there's even, you know, another funny weird one is a deaf kid whose name is Hunter, and you know, like, his symbol is basically like the rootin' tootin' cowboy symbol. You know, it's like the two hands, imagine the guns symbol with your hand and then kind of move them back and forth like you're shooting at something, and that's his name. And you know, the school doesn't want that to be his name.
I don't know why, but picturing a little boy, a little deaf boy doing that is cute.
It's cute. And, you know, schools have just gotten so hyper-vigilant around the ideas of guns, drawing guns. These are all big issues. We'll get that in a second here. But we talk about Bitcoins on Free Talk Live a great deal. And maybe I've been remiss in the way that I talk about them, and I just want to answer some questions. I got an email here. You know, it's from through our Facebook page, which, you know, sometimes I get to read those, sometimes I don't. But it's from Barry, and he says that he wants to get some Bitcoins, but he wants to know how to do it. You know, he wants to get probably enough Bitcoins that he feels invested in them. It sounds like he wants to get some kind of quantity of them. And I have told folks on the show that, you know, I access my main Bitcoin cold storage through a computer I only use for that purpose. And that's true. But every single day there's new advancements in the area of Bitcoins, and I don't think I would go about doing it the way that we did it. I don't think you have to go about doing it the way that I've done it. And my Bitcoins aren't sitting on a computer. That's just one way to access them. In fact, you know, the keys are in some kind of you know, virtual vault thing. Anyway, you know, for him, I think that the best way to go about doing it is blockchain.info. Blockchain.info, if you can store whatever number of Bitcoins there and feel relatively confident in how they're being stored. I mean, the blockchain encrypts it right in your browser. They never have access to your Bitcoins. They don't have some big vault someplace where all the Bitcoins are deposited that they're holding for people, and they just let them go when you come back and get them. It's not that way at all. What you're doing is when you go get a blockchain.info account for your Bitcoins, and there's a variety of different ways to do them. In some cases, you can just memorize a password, or you could have an online account. You can have a brain wallet, they call it. That's what, if you memorize the password. You can print out a wallet that you can access from other places. There's a variety of different ways, but they never have access to your Bitcoins. So that would be how I would go about doing it. You never have to worry about the computer upon which you access Bitcoins being, you know, just breaking, getting old, or something like that. You don't have to worry about, you know, storing, you know, some kind of device that has encrypted material in your house or something like that. It's just probably the easiest way to do it is just go to blockchain.info, and that's my recommendation to Barry or anybody else who wants to get Bitcoins, rather than even downloading the Bitcoin software, the client at bitcoin.org. That thing can take a couple of days, or at least it could. I haven't updated to the new there's a new wallet out there that apparently updates much more quickly. I haven't gone to, I think it's 8.0 or whatever it is. And, you know, you don't have to do that. Just go to blockchain.info, get a wallet. Don't bother downloading that software unless you just really want to seed the blockchain. So anyway, that's my advice to people about Bitcoins. If you want to find out more about Bitcoins, you can do your research at bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
Okay, so I've got a story here about a 7-year-old who has been suspended from school for more anti-gun nonsense. Children at Park Elementary School went home with a letter today explaining there was a disruption in school. 7-year-old 18-year-old Josh Welts and his father said the disruption led to a two-day suspension for the second grader in Brooklyn Park. Academics are hard for Josh, who suffers from ADHD, but he excels in art class. It is his own creativity that may have gotten him into trouble. At Park Elementary School, Josh was enjoying his breakfast pastry when he decided to try and shape it into a mountain. Josh said, yes.
Okay.
Josh said, it was already a rectangle, and I just kept on biting it and tore off the top, and it kind of looked like a gun, but it wasn't. Josh takes full responsibility. Well, you know what's funny is I can remember eating in this fashion as a child. Uh-huh. So they're talking about Pop-Tarts, and I remember I liked to eat it, like, you know, take little bites all the way around to try to make it shaped like things.
Sure. I think that Pop-Tarts, I can remember making a Pop-Tart into a gun. I mean, this is just this isn't creative at all. This isn't unique for a second.
Right. I don't think that you should, like, he says that he tried to shape it into a mountain, and maybe that's true, and maybe that's not true, and I don't see why it matters at all.
No, if he went right for the gun shape, he is not a psychopath. He's just a normal kid.
Yeah, I think in some anthropology class.
Really? I mean, we're going to have kids watching cartoons that are full of guns and punching and stuff like that. I mean, just take a look. Go and watch the cartoons that kids watch and tell me that this isn't normal. So you expect them to watch these cartoons and not emulate them in some way?
Well, I think I took an anthropology class once in college, and I remember her talking about how they had done studies, and, like, universally, little boys will pick up sticks and, like, turn them into guns, you know what I mean? Or some sort of weapon. Like, the little boys
swords.
Like weapons. Swords, exactly. So,
I don't know whether it's in their genes or how they're raised or whatever, but I think that they're, you know, probably more likely to do something like that.
Yeah. Josh takes full responsibility for trying to shape his breakfast pastry. It sounds so funny reading that. But admits it was innocent fun. He told Fox 45, all I was trying to do was turn it into a mountain, but it didn't look like a mountain, and it looked like a gun, kind of. When his teacher saw the strawberry tart, he knew he was in trouble. She was pretty mad, and I think I was in big trouble, he says.
I went to school in kindergarten wearing my cowboy outfit with little fake guns in the holsters.
Yes, you would have been suspended.
This is how much they've changed. I have a neighbor who is much older than I am. I think he's in his 70s, maybe even older than that, but, still working hard. He said he used to he'd walk to school with his rifle and sometimes shoot dinner. You know, if he got lucky, he'd shoot dinner, bring it back. I mean, he would just leave the gun at school just propped up.
Yeah.
That's, you know, kids brought schools, guns to school for many years to, you know, just do shooting class. 855 453, Free Talk Live.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fate TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about here. It's Mark with you.
And Julia.
And Ian.
Ian is back from... What was this adventure that you went on?
I went to a school board meeting. Or, excuse me, not a school board meeting, but like a, not really a debate, but more of a forum, I suppose, between school board candidates.
Candidates forum?
Town. Yes.
Okay. You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. I want to hear about, you know, whatever exciting thing might have happened to this candidates forum. Then we can get back to the story about the young man who was suspended for wildly brandishing a Pop-Tart. But I want to let you know first about, you know, some advice on loans here from Mortgage Minute Guy, MortgageMinuteGuy.com. You know that every loan is made up of a principal portion and an interest portion. You generally, most people know that the interest portion is front-loaded on the loan. So when you're, you know, making your loan payments, you're paying mostly, on a 30-year fixed, you're paying mostly interest when you make your payment. When you start out on that first payment on a 30-year fixed loan, 35% goes to principal, 65% goes to interest. It takes 10 and a half years before you get to the 50-50 split in your loan, before you're even making, you know, half of your payment is even going towards principal. With a 20-year fixed, on the other hand, you basically start out at 50-50. It takes 4 months to get from 49.6 to 50-50 on a 20-year fixed. On a 15-year fixed, you're at 59% on the very first payment, and it only gets better from there. If you're looking at getting a loan, you need to talk to the experts at MortgageMinuteGuy.com. And these people are experts. They've been advertising in talk radio for a very long time. From a national standpoint, I don't know if you can find too many better places to get some advice on home loans.
So if you're going to refi or if you're looking at buying a new home, at the very least, do yourself a favor and give them a call or go to their website. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088. MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088. And they, one of their experts will be happy to help you out. So, Ian, what's the most exciting thing that happened at this this forum thing that you went to this evening?
Well, I went to a candidates forum. They invited all of the people who are running for school board here in Keene. And
that's one, and you're doing that.
Yeah, I am one of the eight candidates, actually, for three seats, and three candidates are Free State Project participants.
Okay.
So this is actually the most run-in election thus far, here in Keene, at least, where historically things have been less than political, I suppose you could say.
Okay.
Typically, there's no more than one candidate per election season, but this time we've got three.
Well, to be fair, on that note, you did spend quite a bit of time sort of branding this area as the non-political area.
That wasn't anything I did
back in the day. Well,
yeah,
I've supported political runs ever since you ran back in 2007, I think.
Okay, but when you talked about it on Free Talk Live, it's been like coming to the city of civil disobedience, capital of the world. And so I just feel like it's the people have moved here because you and others, but you are definitely a huge factor, have promoted it as an area where political action really isn't the reason to come here. And so I would say that's why.
I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, I can understand where you're coming from, but I mean, I've always supported working, you know, doing politics. There was a time when I was kind of toying with the idea of not voting anymore. And
you said that you didn't think it worked or that it was far less efficient.
In the beginning, that's what I thought, but I was still, you know, I was managing Julia's campaign back in 2007, so yep. Clearly I was willing to do that stuff. It's just that it doesn't have the same sizzle, you know, it doesn't have the same interest. It's not going to make an interesting hour and a half long documentary.
Agreed.
So it's inevitable that whatever civil, like there's way more civil disobedience that has happened in Keene than anywhere else in New Hampshire. And so it's inevitable that that is going to get an undue amount of attention, even though, you know, there have been several political campaigns. Yours, Julia, was one of them. Nick Ryder from Puke and the Gang also ran a campaign, and I've run several. So, I mean, not that there's any significant amount of effort that I'm putting into it. It cost me $0 to run for a school board. I was given, you know, I was there tonight at this candidates forum, which was
great.
How
much time did you have to speak?
As much as everyone else did.
How much was that?
I mean, 2 minutes per answer, basically.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't come close to it. There was only one time I came close to using my whole 2 minutes.
Okay.
So I kept them short, kept the answers short. And it was interesting because, you know, it was the first time we had three candidates in the same race. So you actually had three people who were liberty-oriented up on stage. You sound a little less crazy when you're not the only one up there. And after the fact, there was actually a lady, a couple of elderly ladies in the audience who, at one point, one of the current school board members identified one of them during the whole goings on, and she was his fourth grade teacher.
Oh.
So he had a lot of nice things to say about her. And after the seminar was over, she actually came up. Daryl and I were standing over by the door, and she came up and said something to the effect of, "Well, I wish we could implement your ideas." And I used to be a teacher. So, you know, she knows how bad it is for teachers. She knows how frustrating it can be to, you know, work in this bureaucracy. And you really want to help the kids, but you're
Indeed.
Hamstrung by a lot of things. And so it was nice to get some appreciation from somebody who, you know, by all indicators, you normally wouldn't necessarily expect.
This lady has importance. She's got pull in this election, apparently.
Right. So, you know, she came up to talk to me. There was another guy who came up afterwards there was like a cookies and punch kind of thing where people just kind of, you know, milled about until the place emptied out. And so she came up to talk to me, and briefly, she just kind of said something nice on the way out. And then there was another guy from, like, the Keene Taxpayers Group who I had not met before who came up and had a nice little conversation. So, I mean, overall, I thought it went pretty well. I mean, nobody threw any tomatoes at us.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I mean, you know, just a fairly good thing.
Everyone seemed to appreciate that, you know, we'd come, and actually everyone they invited came, so it was not like one of those things. Daryl was predicting, Daryl from FVP.cc, who's on our Friday night show. was predicting he didn't think the incumbents would show up. I said, that's not the case around here. You know, this is small town politics. People have to show up to these things.
To some extent, I think the voters, many voters would be offended if you didn't show up to their forum.
Absolutely. Yeah. So this was a PTA that that put this on, the elementary PTA. And it was actually their first time doing it. And, you know, I thought it was worth the effort. And at the very least, you know, it's $2. I don't expect to win, but, or excuse me, $0. It's $2 to run for city council, $0 to run for school board. There's no reason not to do this. You know, you get on the radio. I mean, obviously I'm on this show every night, but local radio, you get on the local radio station.
There is a reason not to do it, and that is if you do win, you have to go.
That's
and
true.
That would be my reason.
Okay. Well, yeah, obviously you have to be willing to accept the office.
So is this the school board for just the elementary school or for
no,
all?
No, this is the whole thing.
Okay.
It was just
this story we're reading here where the student was suspended for, what was it, 2 days, Julia?
Yes, 2 days.
It's from an elementary
7 years
school.
Old.
It's a 7-year-old student who chewed his strawberry Pop-Tart. They keep on calling it a breakfast pastry, but we're pretty clear on what it is. It's either a Pop-Tart.
Imitation brand.
It could very well be that,
store
right?
Brand.
It may not be the actual Pop-Tart, but I think people generally call those rectangular things Pop-Tarts, whether they're the name brand or not.
So he had a Pop-Tart gun, is what you're saying.
Yes, he had a Pop-Tart gun and got himself a 2-day suspension for wielding and for brandishing.
Yes. Josh's dad received a phone call from the school saying that Josh had been suspended for 2 days because he took a breakfast pastry. See, it's not a breakfast pastry. Breakfast pastries are fancier than Pop-Tarts, but he took a Pop-Tart and fashioned it into a gun. Josh's dad was astounded to learn that the school chose...
You gotta be effing kidding me, would be the words that came out of my mouth.
Yeah. He says they're shocked to learn that they chose such a harsh punishment, even though no one was hurt. Late Friday afternoon, a
How
letter
can
went...
How scared?
A letter...
God, that Pop-Tart could go off!
Well, it sounds like nobody
I
was...
I jam on my shirt!
Nobody was scared. It was the teacher who saw the Pop-Tart. So I don't even think another student saw the Pop-Tart, and she just freaked out.
Even if a student did see this Pop-Tart, I don't think they would care in the
right,
least.
Right, but they didn't even.
Where did this happen?
I don't remember. I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay. 855, 453, Free Talk Live. We'll give you that information and more. You got a Pop-Tart story? You got a gun story from school? 855, 453, Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost to their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. This is the final segment of Free Talk Live for this evening, but we might be able to squeeze you in. It's 855-450-FREE, and I have now figured out how to get the LRN.FM Skype account up, so if you want to give us a Skype call, I might be able to, you know, just jump you right in here. In the final segment, it's Mark with you.
And Ian.
And Julia.
If you've considered getting some storable food for an emergency situation, you know that emergencies can take lots of different forms, whether it's weather, blackouts, or unemployment, or fiscal collapse. Those are just some of the types of emergencies that could exist. You know that emergency will strike. It's really just a question of when. Well, you need insurance for emergencies, and stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family in the event of some kind of emergencies. It's cost-effective emergency insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand that you can get at food.freetalklive.com is 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for less than $1.50 a meal. That's on average half of what the competition costs. And the competition isn't GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, and preservative-free. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that we have there that compares the Legacy Premium brand to the competition. They're the only ones. Actually, I believe that there is some competition now. They're one of the few that has an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. They have vegetarian and gluten-free options. They're the best in price, storability, and taste. See, there's free shipping on every order. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart there and the great specials that we have that are going on until the end of the month. It's food.freetalklive.com. So, Ian, we're talking about a situation here where a kid has been brandishing a gun-shaped Pop-Tart and he gets a 2-day suspension.
7 years old.
7 years old. Are you surprised at this?
No,
or
no, not really.
It just keeps on happening, doesn't it?
I mean, there's just no shortage of ridiculous stories that are coming out of these government schools with the zero tolerance rules. And I mean, I'm not surprised in the least. Maybe somebody out there is surprised, and if it's your first time hearing a story like that, I can see how shocking it would appear. But everybody's oversensitive about anything at all that resembles any kind of weapon, but specifically guns.
The dad was surprised.
Sure. Yeah. Can you imagine? His son probably has a couple of guns at home that he plays with.
People don't pay attention to this stuff, though. I mean, the average parent is working too hard to really know what's going on around them, even at their own children's school. I mean, I've been to a number of these school board meetings, and you never see parents coming out to it. They're all too busy.
How many parents have... You know, what percentage of parents have never been to a school board meeting?
Oh, God, it must be 89, 95%, somewhere in there.
Have never even been to a PTA meeting or a parent-teacher conference. I mean,
they don't do a good job making them exciting.
Indeed.
I mean, if I work all day, I work 40 hours a week, and then I have to go home, and I have to prepare my kids' lunches, dinner, everything else, and you want me to come out to a school board meeting, you better make it interesting.
Yeah,
but they don't.
Right. I mean, it's typical of political meetings to be boring, but at the same time, they complain because no one comes out. So on one hand,
when you come out, you don't get to speak, right?
I mean, depends. It depends. You can speak at school board meetings in Keene.
Yeah, but they make it difficult. Do they listen?
Oh, they pretend to listen.
They just dismiss out of hand most of the things that you say, right?
Well, I don't know what's going on in their heads, but it's certainly possible they're just dismissing it.
Have they implemented any of your suggestions?
No, I was told my suggestion was illegal when I was at the last school board meeting, which was, of course, to decentralize the schools. I mean, if you want to talk about these ridiculous zero-tolerance policies, if you actually had decentralized schools in that they weren't government-operated, in that the teachers were actually the people that owned the school, the teachers and janitors, whoever it is that works at the school, in my opinion, should be the owners of it. And, you know, if that were the case, then they'd each be able to set their own policy. They wouldn't have to follow whatever ridiculous, you know, mandates are coming down from the federal or state governments. And this was the message that I was delivering tonight at the school board debate, was decentralization, empowering teachers, because I think it's really important to, you know, if you come into a school board debate and you start talking about slashing the budget and cutting the government back, nobody's going to support you. You know, the audience there is teachers for the most part. Now, I didn't do this. I considered it. Maybe I should have. I considered asking the audience at the end, can you raise your hand if you are not a school board, you know, if you're not a teacher or married to a teacher? I was just curious, you know, how many people in this audience, which was fairly decent, 50 people came out to this event to watch it. You know, for a school board meeting, I consider that to be really good.
I would imagine a large percentage are people who are, you know, financially invested in some way or another.
I would guess the majority of them are, absolutely, maybe even the super majority of them are, but it's important, if you're going to come up with a radical proposal like, hey, let's get the government out of schools, to sell that to the teachers, to explain to them how that would benefit them. Because, yeah, I mean, the voters, they're important. You want them to support your ideas, too. But ultimately, the teachers, I think, are the linchpin in any school board election. These are the ones who are going to decide the election. They're going to decide any kind of close vote. And in some cases, they're probably a bulk of the people that actually bother to vote in a school board election.
I have never been to one of the school board meetings in my town, and it's because I work from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., really, honestly, 6 p.m. to after 10 p.m., six nights a week. I can't make it. I'm disenfranchised because they never have these meetings during the day.
I'd go
during the day if they had them.
Well, you think that they would have, like, an alternative schedule so that because people work different hours. I mean, you're not the only person who works at night. So you'd think that they would have, you know, maybe two meetings, right? And one is at night and one is during the day so that you can all participate.
Yeah, they're not interested in customer service.
Obviously.
No, they're not.
Why would they be?
But I've never been to one of these, and I really don't feel terribly qualified to vote in a full school board meeting. And I imagine most people...
You mean as a school board member?
No, as anything.
Oh, you don't get to vote at the meeting.
No, I meant to say to vote for school board members.
I see.
You know, I don't know who's the right one to pick and who's the wrong one. I have a close friend who's a Free State Project mover in town who keeps her ear very close to the ground on local politics, and I basically do what she says to do in the local elections because she knows these candidates better than I do. But I don't have the opportunity to go digging around, and most people I think are even, you know, less informed than I am.
Yeah. Well, that's why I say that the teachers are the the linchpin in this election. So my message was that I want to empower teachers. You know, I want them to be able to set their own curriculum. I don't want them to have to jump through a bunch of hoops that the feds or the state might put up for them, or mandates that are coming down from on high. And the idea of giving the schools, essentially just gifting all the school, you know, the buildings, the whatever little golf carts they have and all the stuff that they've got, just give it to the people that are there on a daily basis, give them all a share, and let them figure out how to run it. Let them figure out, you know, oh, do we want to democratically elect an administrator? Do we want, you know, let them just figure it out from scratch, basically, just with all this stuff. And I think that's a very positive message for teachers. Hey, look, you'd get more autonomy, you'd get more control over your classroom, over the curriculum, and more freedom.
I went to school to be a teacher, and I know a lot of first-year teachers, and what I hear from them in general is that they feel that the only people that are really happy in the school is the administrators.
Yeah, they go raking in the cash.
And it seems like there's been more and more administrators over time.
Yep.
as compared to teachers. And how do you really find out if a person's a good teacher? Unless they have the ability to actually teach the class the way they would want to teach it. If you're just making every teacher teach the same thing to the same tests, are you really going to find out who the good teachers are and the bad teachers are there? I mean, it seems like this kind of, this cookie cutter way of doing things, and that you're not going to find out you're not going to get any kind of innovation. I mean, this is the same thing over and over again. How are you possibly going to get any kind of innovation? And how are you going to find out really who the good teachers are and the bad ones?
There's one point where one of the guys that's running, who's not an incumbent, but who's also not a Free State Project participant, there's like two or three incumbents running, and then everybody else in the race is new, who was talking about, we want, you know, certain programs, we, the community, want this and that, and I, you know, being up there allows you to rebut this stuff.
Yep.
So I was able to call him out and say, look, we want different things. I mean, parents and students are different. Some students are interested in sports. Some of them are interested in math. Some of them are interested in art. So, you know, one size fits all doesn't work. And I was able to talk about these ideas. Again, I'm not under any illusion that I'm going to win this, nor do I really particularly want to, because I'd rather be here doing this radio show than going to a school board meeting once a month. But I think it's important to get the ideas out there, and that's what we did, and I think we did it well today.
Well, these people have never heard anything like this before.
And if they have, they probably got some kind of prejudices against the way that it was delivered at the time. And, you know, I think it's a great idea, Ian, and, you know, thanks for going out there and doing it.
Yep, thanks for being here.
Check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com. There you can post stories, videos, blog posts, whatever you'd like. If people vote them up, vote them down. It's been Mark with you.
And Ian.
And Julia.
Freetalklive.com.
Quantum vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.